Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 55. The Fond du Lac County jury in the trial of the Kenosha truck driver accused of the murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck reportedly is having trouble reaching a verdict and has asked the judge for guidance. The jury listened again to audio of an interview police conducted with Dennis Brantner that was originally presented during the trial after announcing they were deadlocked. The jury began deliberations in the trial yesterday. Brantner is charged with first-degree murder. Beck disappeared while on her way to a training seminar, her body found near Waupun. Brantner was linked to her murder through fingerprints found in her van. A passenger in a car involved in an accident early Saturday morning in Racine has died. The woman, 29-year-old Lakeisha Price, was one of three people seriously injured in the single-vehicle accident in the 1100 block of Marquette Street just after 1 a.m. Saturday. Police say the car hit an electric pole. All three were taken to Frederick Hospital, where the woman died yesterday. The accident remains under investigation. Following a year's hiatus, the Village of Sturtevant's fireworks return for a show this Sunday evening from Fireman's Park. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Village President Steve Jansen pointed out it cost money to do a good fireworks display, but not all taxpayers buy into the concept, which is why a raffle was started. Jansen, a Sturtevant native, joined those who wanted to keep the fireworks tradition alive.
I know when I was younger and part of the Sturtevant Volunteer Fire Department, I was involved in helping him shoot him off on the July 3rd date, and it was always a lot of fun, a lot of effort. And it's just one of those little traditional things that you really don't want to see go away. You always want to look at ways to try to improve the things and to make sure that they're on solid financial ground going from year to year.
Jansen notes that any donations from anyone toward the fireworks fund for next year would be welcome. Meanwhile, Milwaukee is the eighth best city in the country when it comes to 4th of July fireworks, according to a study from WalletHub.com. Considered for the rankings were things like three-star hotel prices, weather, and the length of the fireworks show. Seattle is ranked number one, while Madison is 11th and Chicago is 19th. Residents along the lakeshore in Mount Pleasant may soon have access to materials to help them shore up their crumbling bluffs, but it could be costly. Village President Jerry Garski at last night's village board meeting said he's been working with the DNR to find materials to place along the lakeshore to reduce the erosion caused by high water levels. Garski said the State Department of Transportation could allow residents to take concrete from the Zoo Interchange project, or they may be able to get concrete from a runway reconstruction project at the Waukegan Airport, but there are a couple of stumbling blocks.
Yes, we can get it, but as always, it's the transportation cost and where to store it. So I have been, like I said, diligently working with the DNR trying to figure out some of these aspects.
Garski said the homeowners would likely have to pay the cost of moving the concrete and placing it along the lakeshore. At least a dozen homes along the lakeshore in Mount Pleasant, plus several others from Kenosha County to north of Milwaukee, are being threatened by the erosion along the lake. After months of working out the legalese and who pays for what, the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee is supporting a police department partnership with Racine Unified when it comes to school safety and officers in buildings. Chief Art Howell said this will enhance efforts in the schools, where liaison officers have existed for years, while also helping coordinate the department's effort at crime prevention. The chief said this will give his command staff assigned to the operation the kind of control and enhanced capabilities that have been missing up to this point.
So if we're having a burglary problem, if we're having a robbery problem, if we're having a drug problem, it's almost like it's separate and distinct from Unified. We're basically going to allow our commanders to oversee the people that are already there. So we believe it's going to have the net effect of, I can't say that we're putting more officers on the street because we're obviously not, but we're using our resources in a more efficient manner.
The Finance Committee recommendation goes to the full council next week, while the school board has yet to vote on the agreement. The National Weather Service issued a beach hazards statement for dangerous swimming conditions through early this evening on Lake Michigan, from Sheboygan to Waukegan, including Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Potential hazards include high wave action, longshore, and structural currents along piers that can sweep swimmers out to deeper water, as well as possible rip currents. Meanwhile, the Racine Health Department says both North and Zoo beaches are unsafe for swimming right now due to high bacterial counts in the water samples. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.